Blog Talk Radio.
I cross him over, then I fade away.
248,
call me Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Melo or Ginobili.
It's Sports Talk, and we on a day.
You need to tune into this show. Sports Talk, DC and Dave, and D-Boy on the road.
I cross him over, then I fade away.
248, call me Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Melo or Ginobili.
It's Sports Talk, and we on a day.
You need to tune into this show. Sports Talk, DC and Dave, and D-Boy on the road. Ha!
Game start, coin toss, throw a tip off. When I go in Barry mode, you know I'm running back to kickoff. You can't catch me, Odell Beckham, I kick so well. I'm David with this method, with my feet, I'm taking no L.
Sha'Carri Richardson, I'm about to run all on this track.
Showtime, her time, he
that boy's a fool with the bat.
And you can check the stats.
She's killing them boys off the park.
Man, we love to watch them games
when they be playing
in the dark.
Cause there's something about them lights
that make you shine so bright.
Like New England coming back in overtime that one night.
Wayne Gretzky, I'm a fool with the ice.
Check my ring in my belt
in the main when I fight.
That's right.
Gotta keep your guard up
when you step off in the square.
Jabbing uppercut,
I had you swinging at the air.
I am Mike Tyson,
I make this fight off your ear.
Cause the only real goal
to be the champion this year.
I fade away.
248, call me Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Melo or Ginobili.
It's Sports Talk, and we on a day.
You need to tune into this show. Sports Talk, DT and Dave, and D-Boy on the road.
Then I fade away.
That's how you get a hole-in-one.
Yeah, my jacket gold, but they the only ones that keep me warm.
Like paying all my bills, like we living out in Buffalo.
DC ain't the Sports Talk,
yeah,
we're the rodeo.
I'm grabbing everything off the board.
Zigzag
town, number 22
overall in the draft.
Zigzag town, bobbing with the Wizards.
Hell by the Lakers.
But now I'm in that blue and yellow Indiana Pacers.
I got the drive of Dale Earnhardt.
I'm a speed racer.
Yeah. I'm seen like a beat.
I'm Ali, I'm the greatest.
That's right.
You think you beating me?
I break a leg.
Lois Taylor.
Green.
You would think I went to Baylor.
Yeah. I'm number one, like a penny.
I prefer the hard way.
You can't even break your bones,
but don't let it take your heart away.
Come back real strong,
like you down in the fourth.
You can call me Steph Curry,
cause I'm shooting half court. Ball game.
Yo, 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 it is your boy ESPN from the hood, a.k.a. LeVar Ball from Yachtown, better known as Sports Talk DT, and we are live with another episode on IFM Sports Radio, and I am live with my main man, my co-host, my compadre, Sports Talk D-Boy, what's the word?
Yo, 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 what's good, what's good? Another good day for us to have another good show. What's going on,
man,
today, Sports Talk D-Boy?
What's going on, man? And the phone line's hot already, man, so we're going right to the phone lines, man. I don't know who this is. I think they're talking about, but we're going right to the phone line, man.
Well, let's get it.
Sports Talk Radio. You are live with Sports Talk DT and Sports Talk D-Boy. Who is this?
Hello?
Sports Talk Radio. You are live with Sports Talk D-Boy and Sports Talk D-Boy. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jamal. What's up?
Oh, all right. This is Jamal Anthony Mays.
That is me.
Jamal and Sports Talk D-Boy got into a heated debate a couple of weeks ago, and Jamal is on the line tonight, so I'm just kind of curious to where this discussion is going to go tonight. So we're going to get right into the top of the show. The Lions fall to 0-7, Jamal? 0-8?
0-8, sir. 0-8.
0-8 under the Dan Campbell regime after they got blown out 44-6 by the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to go to Sports Talk D-Boy first. Sports Talk D-Boy, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man. What are my thoughts about what? Man, that's terrible, man. And you know, like, here's my thing. People say, man, the Lions is terrible. The Lions is terrible. You know, like, it's not the team that's terrible. It can't be the team that's terrible. The Lions been terrible for years. These ain't the same players that have been playing for years. So it's not the team. It's the organization. So it starts from the top and it trickles down. And until you do something with the organization, this is the ending we're going to get every time.
Well, Jamal, talk to me about the Lions losing 44-6 on Sunday.
Well, I am in agreement with, I echo his sentiments all the way. I agree with everything he's saying. And let me take it a step further. Also, too, as long as the Fords own the team, this is going to be the continuing trend. You're going to have, they're going to empower people that don't know what they're doing. They're going to, which in turn, put a bogus product deal. It's been like this my whole life. Dan Campbell is a terrible, wait, hold on, let me finish. Dan Campbell is a terrible coach. And miss me with that he doesn't have any talent, but this guy is coaching like he's playing Tecmo Bowl or Madden. And it's a joke, man. It is an absolute joke. If they go 0-17, he should be fired, period.
Well, Jamal, let me ask you this. Is it Dan Campbell's fault that he does not have talent?
No, it's not his fault that he doesn't have – listen, it's not his fault that he doesn't have talent. But you cannot coach. Like,
hold on, let me finish. Also, is it Dan Campbell's fault that he does not – is it Dan Campbell's fault that he acquired a lot of injuries this year?
No, it's not his fault. Nope.
Okay, so let me ask you another question. Uh-huh. Is it Dan Campbell's fault – that his GM, Mr. Brad Holmes, which in my opinion is not a bad GM, didn't go out and do a good job his first year as GM of the Lions?
No, it's not his fault. Nope.
Okay,
none of that is his fault.
So you answer emphatically three no's to my questions. So how
uh-huh.
can you say that Dan Campbell deserves to be fired, considering the fact that you just answered to the fact that it's not his fault that he doesn't have any talent, it's not his fault that the GM didn't go out and get the right pieces, and it's not his fault that he got injured. So he's playing with the guys that he got.
And that's perfectly fine, but coach the game the right way. Let me give you an example. They were driving to score at the end of the half. It was 4th and inches.
What game? What game are you talking about?
This, you can take your pick, but this particular game against the Eagles, the one that they were down was 17-0. They were driving. It was 4th and inches. The half is getting ready to end. Instead of kicking the field goal and taking the points and going down and being down 2 scores, these idiots decided it would be a good idea to go for it. And not only did they not get it, they ran a terrible play. 4th and inches, and you've been running the ball successfully. You go out of the shotgun, and your quarterback takes a sack. You cannot have that. And as I told you, Jared Goff is an embarrassment to football. He is terrible. I told you guys that the last time we were here and we were talking about him. He was terrible, and he's shown that he has not improved since the time we talked.
Well, again, I wouldn't say that Jared Goff is terrible. I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Go shoot.
Did Jared Goff have the same injuries that he – in L.A. that he incurred in Detroit?
First of all,
you honestly have to say no to that question.
I'm going to say no, but let me wait. Hold on. There was a reason why Jared Goff was traded. He was traded because he wasn't good enough to win with, and you see the results. And they flip-flop quarterbacks. Let me finish. Matt Stafford is an MVP caliber quarterback right now with the same guys that pretty much the same cast that he had. Now let's talk about it. That is very true. That is very true. That is very true.
That's what I'm saying.
He got the same cast that Goff had. They just flip-flop positions. Now Jared Goff here. He looks like an NFL quarterback. He looks like a Lions quarterback. Remember Andre Ware? Remember Rodney Pete? Remember Joey Harrington? That's what he looks
absolutely
like.
Absolutely. But, Jamal, I would say that a lot of people already suspected that Jared Goff would not have a good year this year going into the season.
But he looks bad.
So the point I'm getting at is, due to the fact that he already had a whole lot of sports analysts doubted praying on his downfall. A, he already had a whole lot of injuries to his offense. B, he is the third most sacked quarterback in the NFL this year. C, How can you blame Jared Goff?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because he can't throw to receivers. When he throws ducks. Oh, let's talk about this.
But
the
you admitted that he don't got talent,
Wait, listen. Let's talk about this. On fourth down and in fourth down situations, he's throwing the ball out of bounds. That is unacceptable. That is almost as bad as Dan Olave running out of the end zone.
He only did that twice this year.
And that's too many times. You don't do that as a quarterback. He has no awareness. He can't throw. He's terrible.
Let me ask you this then. From understanding the game of football, would the shifting of his offensive line have anything to do with it? Now let's talk to me.
Throwing the ball out of bounds on fourth down? No.
His shifting of his offensive line where he don't got the same protection that he always got week in and week out, and you tell me that ain't got nothing to do with it?
Well, listen, you have to be smart as well. You have to know what down and distance you have. Him throwing the ball out of bounds on fourth down has nothing to do with his offensive line. I'm sorry. If you want to make excuses for this guy, you're talking to the wrong person. I'm sorry. This guy stinks. He is an absolute embarrassment.
Look at it like this. Sports Talk DT. Look at it like this. For one, why did Jared Goff get traded? If he's such a good quarterback like that, you wouldn't want to let go of your quarterback if he was the Rams. And two, if you a good quarterback or if you an average quarterback but a great leader, you know, enough to hype your teammates up, you should be able to make some sort of difference with your team. These guys is 0-8. There's no way in the world if I'm the quarterback for this team, I am going to be on a team that's 0-8. I can't do it. I'm going to do anything to geek my teammates up. We got to get at least one win, bro. We can't go out like this. There's no way. This is impossible.
Well,
I echo those same sentiments, my brother. I really do. Feel exactly the same way you do.
Well, Jamar, do you got the Lions schedule in front of you?
I got it right in front of me. After the bye week,
first game back,
Steelers,
they got to, yep, go
loss,
ahead.
Steelers lost, Browns lost, Chicago, they have a chance against them. What is this? Is this home against
the Vikings?
Against
the
Bears?
The Vikings,
that's lost. Sorry, lost. Denver lost. Arizona, blowout.
How can you How can you say they're going to lose to How can you say they're going to lose to Denver and Denver is beat up on both sides of the football and they just traded Von Miller?
Because Denver is playing at home. If this was if they were playing in at Ford Field, I would probably give the edge to the Lions. But this game is on the road.
Jake Locke, without no tight end, without no defense, will beat the Lions at home.
Yep, he sure will. He sure will. Arizona lost. Falcons lost, Seahawks lost, Green Bay lost, there it is, 0-17. First team to go 0-16 and 0-17. I'm calling it. And have me on the show when it happens.
Sports Talk D-Boy, talk to me, man. Do you believe that the Lions will go 0-17?
You know what? I'm going to say no. I'm gonna say no. I believe for some reason, you know what? And Denver might be the one. Denver just might be the one. They gonna accidentally, fruitly win a game. Well, I hope.
See, this guy over here, he don't even sound too sure. Oh, my God.
Man, listen, man, I see the Lions beating Chicago at home easy. I see them beating Minnesota at home easy. I see them going that road beating Denver. I see them going to Atlanta and winning. And that last game, last game at home against Green Bay, that's gonna be a shootout.
Oh man, I know some of the drugs you're smoking. I honestly do. Hey, listen, I don't know if you saw on my page, but I got a stat for you. Cooper Kupp, the wide receiver for the Rams, he has more receiving yards than the Lions receivers. Put together. I'm talking about the wide receivers.
Yeah, man,
I'm not talking about that.
Hey, but y'all boys hold the line for just 1 second.
Whoa! What's happening, man? It's America's favorite cousins in the DJ Spit Song. And on Tuesdays, I'm locked in with Sports Talk DT live on IFM Sports Radio. It's Flint, who I'm Turner.
Yo, we just had to pay some bills real quick, man. But Jamal, man, you said that Cooper Kupp has had more reception yards than the entire Detroit Lions receiving corp this year.
Yes.
What was you saying about that?
No, I was saying that I'm not including Hockenson and I'm not including Swift. I'm talking about the actual wide receivers. He has more wide receivers than the Lions receivers put together.
Well, I mean, you got to consider who his quarterback is.
No, I'm looking at how this offense is ran, which is, I'm going to tell you, I don't think Anthony Lynn is a good coordinator. Your defensive coordinator, he blows too. The fact that these guys rush three. How do you give up 4th-and-19? And I don't know if we talked about it, but when they lost to the Ravens, that 66-yard field goal, everybody wants to talk about the delay of game. But nobody wanted to place the blame on the coaching staff for rushing three on 4th-and-19. And they let them get a first down. That is absolutely mind-boggling.
We talked about that 2 weeks ago when you was on the show. We sure did.
I mean, dude, these coordinators are terrible. I think Dan Campbell is in over his head. Y'all can do what y'all want. They're going 0-17. and I think he should be fired. And let's keep it a buck. There's no loyalty between Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell.
Why do you say that?
Hired, because the Fords hired Dan Campbell and not Brad Holmes. And let me tell you, a real organization would let the GM pick his coach. But we're not talking about a real organization. We're talking about a Mickey Mouse organization, one of the worst organizations in team sports history. I think the only organization worse than the Lions, I would say, would be the Clippers under Donald Sterling. But these Lions, they're terrible. They have no business sense. They have no clue as to how to run an NFL franchise. They just don't.
You know what? I have to agree with that. I have to agree. And then, I don't want to say Dan Campbell. As a head coach, he might be terrible. I want to say he's terrible. Maybe as an assistant coach, you know what I'm saying, he'd probably be more successful because he might just get too much for him to handle. He might just need to be what he was. Or wasn't he an offensive coach or whatever?
He was an assistant coach in New Orleans. He was under Sean Payton. He also was an interim coach for the Dolphins, and I don't think he won a game as an interim coach either.
So that was just a bad choice that the organization.
He went 2-6. He went as an interim coach. He went 2-6.
Oh, he went 2-6 as an interim coach. My bad. I didn't know that. Thanks.
He went 2-6 as an interim coach.
That's terrible. That's not even 500. So if he's
he only coached half a season too. He ain't have a whole season.
I'm not gonna kill him for what happened in Miami. I'm not gonna kill him for that because
He took over in the middle of the season and he went
for Adam Gase.
When Case got fired and Dan Campbell took over, he went 2-6. Basically, he just finished the season.
That's terrible. Fair enough. And I'm gonna say this. I know you want to make the excuse that he don't have anything, but his in-game decisions leave a lot to be desired. He coaches like this is Madden. He coaches like this is Tecmo Bowl. This is the NFL, which for him is going to stand for not for long when he keeps doing crap like that.
Well, Mar, I'm going to have to disagree with you on one point, and that if this was Madden that he would play, at least on Madden he would win the game.
Okay, fair enough, man. But listen, man, you cannot leave as a team. You cannot leave points on the field when there are points. You have to take points, man. I understand that you're outmanned and you want to take risks and all of that, but coach the game the right way. When there are points to be had, you take the points, man. You demoralize the team.
Even in that game, even in that game when they was on the road against Chicago, when they had four trips in the red zone and he turned the ball over all four times, like I didn't get that. You were supposed to pick up some points at least one time when you was in the red zone.
When you're in the red zone and you say points, we're not talking about field goals. I'm talking about touchdowns. You don't get to the red zone four times and don't score not one touchdown, bro. And see, this is my thing about far as a coach and far as a quarterback and the assistant and the offensive coordinator. Four trips to the red zone, one way or another, you should have some type of trick play. You should know when to make a decision on run a sweep or run a slant or do a handoff or something. You can't go to the red zone four times and do not score a touchdown. Field goals ain't going to always win the game, especially when you go down there and you're supposed to score a touchdown, and you end up with a field goal. That's not gonna always win the game, bro. That only wins the game when you die, when you down with 30 seconds or 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and you and you down in the end zone, and all you need is a field goal.
I don't mind. Well, okay. Let me say this: the game that the game against the Vikings, where and I knew this was going to happen. They scored a touchdown, and they went for two, and they got the two, and I'm thinking, and I knew the whole time he was going to go for two because they were winless, and he had nothing to lose. That I don't mind. I don't mind that because he doesn't trust his defense. I get that part. But in the midst of a game where you have to get points and you're down there, you take the points, man. You don't go for it. And I don't know what's worse, the fact that they went for it or the play that they ran. They ran out of the shotgun, and your boy Goof got sacked. I mean, this guy looked. Listen, he looks like something on the football follies that they show, man. That dude is terrible.
Yeah, I agree to that. And see, like, that's the part where you blame it on the coaching. Come on, man. Certain plays you gotta change. Like for example, as Dan Campbell, before the season started, you the new head coach. And everything coming in, me personally, as a head coach, I'm going to come in with some of my own plays. I'm not going to continue to run the same plays that you guys been running this whole time. And you notice it ain't got you nowhere through all these different players that came through the Lions over these last few years. Now you got it. You can't continue to run the same thing over. You got to change something up. Because the reason why I say that is because you have to evolve, people evolve, time evolves, plays evolve, everything evolves. Nothing can't stay the same, bro.
I have a question. Outside of Penei Sewell, what young players have looked good for the Lions that you think have a chance? I'm being serious. Outside of Penei Sewell, what young players have the Lions got? It could be an undrafted free agent. It could be who that you're like, okay, he may turn into something.
We're gonna ask you that question in just 1 second. We gotta pay some bills. We're going all the way to Chicago, Illinois, with my main man, Superstar K. We working in overtime with IFM Sports Radio. Let's go.
On the beat.
I got some people that know that I love them, but I ain't got time to make all them calls. I stay up grinding shit, I'm really sleeping. The music and they ain't got me off the walls. If I gotta tell you, I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
If I gotta tell you, I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
I love work overtime. My hustle is overtime. I'm grinding like overtime. Know you when you wrong or right. Hey. I'm getting nearly, I'm deep in them trenches, I'm missing my babies, I'm off on the road. They calling like crazy, I'm chasing this paper to move out the projects and into a home. Studio going to fuck all these hoes, just like a stripper, I can't put a dough. I hate these stages, I'm raging by paper like pages, I book it, then I gotta go. Ain't told the mom since I left from the land, so many cities don't know where I am. Charter room buses and planes, waking up in hotels and then they about to set up like camp. Cocaine's been sweating a nigga like damn, even my woman, they're straight from the plan. Since they got married, my brother got locked up, man, calling me, telling me, check on the fam. I'm out here jugging the streets once again, profit the mood that they say once again. They back to making the play once again, I wanna see all of my niggas win. I gotta see how I juggle them M's, gotta cop 3 with my Bentley and Benz. Get on TV with a couple of friends, the hustle is real and this shit never ends. Hey. Sorry I ain't took the time to call. I'm moving so that we get at it all. If balance makes it hard sometimes I fall. Yeah.
I got some people that know that I love them, but I ain't got time to make all them calls. I stay up grinding shit, I'm really sleeping. The music and lean got me off the walls. If I gotta tell you I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
If I gotta tell you I love you to show it, then you motherfuckers don't know me at all.
My love works overtime. My hustle is overtime. Running like overtime.
Oh God.
Know you when you wrong or right. Hey. Yeah.
Yo, 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 it is your boy Sports Talk DT, and we are back live with another episode on IFM Radio. And just to wrap up from week 8, we're going to move quickly through these scores. We're going to start with Monday Night Football and work our way back up. We got my main man Jamal on the line. What's going on, Jamal?
What's going on, my man?
Cool. We got my man Sports Talk D-Boy. What's up? I guess Sports Talk D-Boy don't hear me. Well, listen, we got the Chiefs. They survived yesterday on a game against the Giants, 20-17. Jamal, what is your thoughts on the game?
Man, that was a much-needed win for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, man. I think Tampa in that Super Bowl kind of exposed Patrick Mahomes a little bit on how to beat him. Combinate that with the fact that the Chiefs' defense isn't very good, and also offensive line injuries for the Chiefs. So they're taking a step back a little bit, and teams are getting up to play the Chiefs. So the combination of those things is why the Chiefs are the way they are right now.
Well, this is the thing about the Chiefs, in my opinion. After the Super Bowl, they got rid of every piece of their offensive line. So, in my opinion, as a head coach, that you need time as an offensive line to win together. You have to have enough reps together to and able to win together. Into in playing that Andy Reid's offense, that offense is built upon people having enough reps together, and to have an offensive line that did not and does not and still don't have enough reps together, then you get the result as to why the Chiefs are in the situation that they are in, because their offensive line is not protecting Patrick Mahomes how they are accustomed to, because they have all brand new pieces. That is why the Chiefs, in my opinion, is relying so much on Mahomes, which is why you see the picks, which is why you see the sloppy play on the offense, because their offensive line has not had enough reps with Patrick Mahomes to understand how he played the game. Sports Talk D-Boy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I totally agree with you on that because the simple fact that Patrick Mahomes is a unique player, you know what I'm saying? So they didn't have enough time to get used to Pat Mahomes. Like if he was just that like the average basic player quarterback, even though he still could be, you know, still great or whatever, then the line probably would have picked up on him quicker than what they're doing. But because of how unique of his talent is and everything, you know, it's kind of hard for them to they need more time to gel together to be able to protect him when he do the thing that he do to make things happen when they in crunch time, when things need to be happening, if y'all get what I'm saying.
Agree with everything you're saying, and I would like to piggyback off of that as well, just to say that their defense and even when they were, even when they won the Super Bowl, their defense was kind of shaky. And the offensive line, when you can't protect, your quarterback, when you can't run the football, when you turn the football over, and you put your defense on a short field, that's terrible. That is going to be the result, and that is why Kansas City has came down to earth a little bit.
But you still don't believe that games are won and lost at the offensive and defensive line, Jamal?
I say I agree with you. I will say also too that you also have to stop people. If your defense isn't good, most of the time you're not going to win. They were very fortunate to have a very explosive offense to carry them to winning a Super Bowl and going back to another one. But in addition to fixing the offensive line, they need to fix the defense as well, because they can't stop anybody, y'all. They cannot.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. Go ahead, Sports Talk D-Boy.
Hey, Marl, I would like to piggyback that too, because of the situation that Kansas City had got rid of their whole line. So that means your offense is weak. So when your offense is weak, that means your defense got to be tough enough to hold the slack for the offense, and you know, like, and to break it down to be more specific, like for example, like getting the ball back to give your quarterback another chance, you know, with the ball, at least to get a field goal. You get what I'm saying? But when your defense ain't as strong, when you have a weak defense, then you're gonna look like the way they look right now. So like today, for example, was trade deadline. They should have been the one who grabbed Von Miller instead of the Rams, because they needed Von Miller more than the Rams do. The Rams is kind of all right without Von Miller,
You have to look at a couple things. You have to look at Kansas City cap situation, because Von Miller makes a pretty penny. So I don't know what their cap. I don't know what the Chiefs' cap situation is, and I don't know if they will have enough money under the cap to fit Von Miller there. And also too, the Rams gave up a second and a third to get Von Miller. Which is a pretty steep price. I don't see the Chiefs giving that type of draft capital up to get that. And also, and you also have to think about this: if you gave up a second and a third, how much would that help the Chiefs' defense? You have to think about that. Would it be good enough to win the AFC? I don't think so. And I think giving up a second and a third to just lose in the divisional round of the playoffs is not cool. Now, the Rams, on the other hand, they gave up a second and a third. I honestly think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm just going to call it what it is.
I hate to say it. You know, look, I'm a true Kansas City fan. And you know, but reality is reality. As of right now, the Rams look like they might be the one who take it all the way home, Now, the only people who I could kind of like probably get them a good run or whatever, you know, most likely, you know, you can't leave out Tampa Bay, but you know, like, don't fall asleep on Baltimore over there. You know,
I think the Rams are going to have home field. Who in the NFC is going to beat the Rams going into LA? Who's going to beat them?
Not a team. Not a team.
Yeah. You gotta say somebody. You gotta say somebody.
Who? Not a single team.
Yeah, not a single team. But I'm saying I'm saying the closest chances, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it probably had to be like Buffalo or somebody who got a dynamic offense.
Yeah, Buffalo on the other side of the bracket.
Buffalo's in the AFC.
Oh yeah, my bad.
But we're gonna keep the show. But we're gonna keep the show rocking and rolling, though, fellas. Man, we're gonna move from Allen Park to Detroit, Michigan, where GM Troy Weaver has announced that first round number one overall draft pick Cade Cunningham has been enrolled in the load management program for the NBA. Jamal Anthony, what is your thoughts on GM saying that Cade Cunningham has been enrolled in the load management program?
Well, first of all, I think the whole load management is a joke. Let's talk about that. If you're healthy enough to practice, if you're healthy enough to play, you should be playing. That's number one. Number two, this whole handling of Cade Cunningham with kid gloves. Listen, if they're trying to avoid him getting hurt, 9 times out of 10, he's going to get hurt. You can get hurt walking outside. You can get hurt walking down the steps. Man, look, if this guy's healthy, let him play. It's just that simple. Unless there's an injury that we don't know about, that they have not disclosed, or that ankle injury is more serious than what it is. It could be a high ankle sprain. And those that play sports or hear about high ankle sprains, they could take up to a year to heal. So,
the only thing
that I ask for Weaver is to be transparent. But this whole load management thing is a joke to me. That's all I got for you.
Sports Talk D-Boy, what are your thoughts on GM Troy Weaver enrolling Cade Cunningham in the NBA's load management program?
I mean, you know, like, okay, like, I totally agree with Mar. I totally agree with everything what you're saying. If he's healthy, go ahead and let them boys gel together, you know, because, like, what is you saving him for? You know, because if you're saving him for the playoffs, what difference does it make if they're not used to playing with each other? If they don't know for a fact that Sports Talk DT is going to be in the left wing corner every time I come down the middle, you know what I'm saying? Or how do I know that Sports Talk DT is going to get the ball to Maul when he cut across this screen?
According to the Dwayne Casey press conference, his words is, "We have nothing to prove by Cade Cunningham playing quote unquote.
By playing, well, I mean, I don't get that. And I agree with Mar when he said that, you know, it might be more serious than what they saying. And then like a high ankle sprain, that's close to some type of injury that is a real serious injury. I can't get off the top of my head, but you know, so they might be having something behind there. Cause why you don't want your number one draft pick to be playing?
Unless they're tanking. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. If they are tanking, there's nobody I see worth in the top three worth taking. That guy Chet Holmgren. I'm straight on that, man. Y'all can have that dude. That guy looks like he gonna blow away with the wind. Go ahead.
Hey, Mar, if they tanking, why not just go ahead and trade out some pieces to get a piece?
Okay. Let me ask you this: What are they going to trade? What are you trading?
That's a good question.
What are you trading? I'm just saying. What are you trading? Because I agree. Why Tank? I want to see the young guys play. I want to see Cunningham.
I don't believe that the Pistons are tanking for the simple reason that A, they got Saving Lee buried in their lineup. They got Isaiah Livers buried in their lineup. Their second round draft pick, Bosov Kosovich, whatever his name is.
He stashed overseas.
They stashed him overseas, like, you know, and they playing Corey Joseph. If anyone has watched the Pistons these first seven games in, Corey Joseph is getting playing time. And just as mentioned by, I read an article by PistonPower.com, also BleacherReport.com, that if the Pistons are going to continue to give Corey Joseph playing time, you can pretty much cancel the tank. The Pistons are playing basketball. They're not playing the tank. They're playing basketball.
If you're going to continue to play Corey Joseph,
I agree with that.
Okay, listen. If they're going to continue to play Corey Joseph, then that means they're tanking. I don't pull any punches. He stinks. Corey Joseph stinks. So, yeah, they're not trying to win if they're playing Corey Joseph. I'm sorry.
Well, PistonPower.com got it the complete opposite. They said they are trying to win if they are playing him.
No, he stinks. Well, of course, they're not going to come out and say that he stinks.
And they're basing it on the theory that he knows. They're basing it on the theory that he knows Casey's offense from his Toronto days.
He still stinks, but go ahead.
Let's look at it from this direction. Let's look at it from this angle. Let's say they are trying to play, right? Okay, and they are trying to play basketball with Corey Joseph, right? Think about this. Corey Joseph. Who's scared of him? Who's scared of him? You get what I'm saying? Unlike you going to Chicago and you playing against DeMar Rosen, you playing against Zach LaVine, and then you go to Charlotte, you playing against the Melo brothers, and then you go to LA, you playing against, you know what I'm saying? Then you come to Detroit and you playing against Corey Joseph. Come on, man. You get what I'm saying? That's why you need your Cade Cunningham in there, unless he's seriously hurt. You know, even though Cade Cunningham ain't really got a big name, but keep this in mind, he's the number one draft. He got
he should be playing
special because he's the number one draft pick. You got to play him, bro.
And he should be.
All right. We're gonna keep the show rocking and rolling. We're gonna go from Detroit, Michigan, all the way to Inglewood, California, where Mr. Russell Westbrook is number two in the league in turnovers. And I'm gonna go to Jamal with this one because I know he got something to say about Mr. Westbrook being number two in the league in turnovers. And we gonna turn it over to him, Jamal. Let's go.
Listen, man, Westbrook in L.A. is a terrible fit. This is the one thing about LeBron, and everybody wants to say that he's arguably the best basketball player ever. Listen, the one thing about LeBron – it's two things about LeBron. One, he doesn't play well without the basketball. That's him and Westbrook are not – they're like oil and water. They don't mix. Westbrook plays at one speed, and that's fast. He's always played that way. Either he needs to come off the bench, or he needs to find another destination, because that is not going to work.
Excuse me. Hey, Maul.
Yeah.
Take a look at this theory. You know, because.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you. Westbrook only play
one way, and it's lights on. Now, anything you said, LeBron, he's terrible off the ball. Russell.
No, I'm not going to say he's terrible. He's not terrible off the ball. He's not as effective off the ball.
Okay,
he's too ball dominant.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing, though. Okay, you say either come off the bench or find another destination. How about put the ball in his hand and let him run it and let LeBron come off the bench? You see what I'm saying? Because
listen to me. I got mad love for you, my brother. I do. And let's be clear, I am not a LeBron fan. But do you honestly think that 19 years in the NBA, this man has won 4 championships. You think he's going to come off the bench for Westbrook? Are you kidding me?
Listen. All right.
Go ahead, man. Shoot.
Why did you pick these players? You want a ring, right? Common sense only makes common sense. And when I say come off the bench, I don't mean like, you know what I'm saying, 10 minutes on the bench or nothing like that. I just mean like at least get the game started to get, you know what I'm saying, get the game started. And then once the game starts, start rotating your players to make this work. Because first of all, LeBron ain't as fast as Russell Westbrook coming down there. And Russell Westbrook don't need LeBron help to come down court to score. Russell Westbrook, only problem is he can't shoot long J's. And Russell and LeBron play somewhat the same way. They both go running to the hole like a freight train. And then on top of that, the difference between Russell and LeBron, Russell is a guaranteed triple-double. He got big dudes back there. He can get 90 assists with. Not to say that LeBron can't, but you want to save your old man to the playoffs get here. He loves load management. So you might as well load management yourself on the sidelines for a few minutes and just to get this team up and moving. And then when the playoffs come on, shit, then you can start.
he's the reason why I hate load management, but there are bigger problems.
I can't
in
stand
LA.
Load management, man. There is no such thing as load management.
I'm with you. It's funny, we were just talking about that with Kay, but to add to that, the problem with playing with LeBron is LeBron is very, very ball dominant, and you have to adjust. You ever notice that the guys, other star players like Chris Bosh, I'm not gonna say he make them look terrible, but with a guy like him. Well, no, I'm not gonna say he's a career killer either. But offensively, there's no place for him. And to a more extent, Anthony Davis, the same thing. Anthony Davis averaged 30 and 15 in New Orleans. He get to L.A., his stats have dropped, man. You know,
everybody who played with LeBron's stats drop.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what LeBron needs. LeBron needs shooters. I don't know why no one has said that or no one has, you know, said,
everybody
hey,
say that.
But they don't do it. LeBron has to have the best players. And the problem is their games don't mesh with his. And that's why you have what you have in L.A. with him and Westbrook. That is a disaster waiting to happen. And there's no field right now.
LA don't have no true shooter on their team.
They sure don't.
Nobody on their team can hit two three pointers in one game.
Which is why I think they're going to make the playoffs. That would be asinine to
to them.
Yeah,
not
yeah, of
to
course.
Them.
Because Anthony
but
Davis alone can make him play the, you know, Russell alone can make him make the playoffs.
I just don't think they're going to advance very far. But
they're
yeah,
not.
The problem with West,
run,
the problem with, and also Westbrook doesn't play any defense. So that's the problem with the turnovers. That's always been Westbrook, no matter where he is. But it's really magnifying now because you know he's playing with LeBron.
So, cause Carmelo, move right along in the conversation. Carmelo Anthony has moved on to number 12 all time in the NBA in scoring. But Carmelo Anthony has been a few years without winning a playoff series. What does that say about Carmelo Anthony's legacy?
That he's a one-dimensional player and always have been and always will be.
One-dimensional. I can't say he's one-dimensional.
What,
he's a better player than that.
What else can Carmelo do besides score?
Oh, okay. All right, okay. I thought you were referring to something else.
No, what else can he do besides score? He's a bucket getter. He doesn't play defense. He's not going to get you involved. He's not the type of guy that gets teammates involved. He is a straight-up bucket getter. He kind of reminds me of, remember Mark McGuire back in the day? That's who he reminds
me
of.
Yeah.
But props to him. And he's another piece that they have to figure out what they're going to do with in L.A.
I take that back. He is a shooter.
And he's probably their best shooter. Hate to say it.
He is their best shooter. From the outside, anywhere, he's their best shooter. They got rid of Kyle Kuzma. Alex Caruso. They got rid of all they, you know, outside shooters that they had. They got rid of all of them to bring in people who drive. Everybody who runs straight to the hole. So they out of there, bro. You're not going to see them in the Western Conference Finals. They out of there.
I'm not going to go that far just yet because they could make a trade. Somebody might be dumb enough to take Russell Westbrook's contract, but listen, if I'm an NBA franchise, I'm not trading with the Lakers. I'm going to let them implode.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna
happen. I would not.
I wouldn't touch Westbrook's contract with it. And the Lakers don't have any draft picks to attach to Russell Westbrook to make them.
I wouldn't pick nobody off the Lakers team unless they're a young player.
Let me see.
None of them. Let them stay the way they are. You have a better. And on top of that, if you're a GM or owner, whatever, if you don't do any deals or trade with them, they're gonna stay like they are, and you ain't got to worry about them being a threat to your team.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying, but. I may take Anthony Davis. I know it's the injury factor is there, but if I'm a
injury prone,
I hear you.
Now you know what? This is what I will agree with you with. I would take him too if he had a different mindset. He don't got the type of mindset like. Oh, I know I'm injury prone. So let me go into this. Let me go into physical therapy and get my body right. Let me go over here and work out and tighten these muscles over here.
He doesn't have that type of mindset.
So I wouldn't even. That's the reason why I wouldn't grab Anthony Davis.
Fair enough. Won't get an argument from me.
You know, he's still, you know, like on that part, that's that young-minded part, that immaturity on his side that he hasn't gotten over. Because if he'd have got over that part, he would be a lot more of an MVP. I mean, he would probably be guaranteed with the MVP of the season and of the championship.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
You know, hey, and he's not even sacking up numbers. He ain't breaking no records, no stats, no block, no rebound. He ain't a rebound king. You know, he ain't a blocking king. He ain't breaking no stats. So that lets you know he's being lazy. How you going to be? They can be 7 foot with a 19-foot arm reach, and you know you ain't breaking no stats.
That's kind of unfair. I'm not gonna call him lazy. I just think that his game has, and I'm not gonna say it's suffered, but I just got finished talking about this. When you play with LeBron, man, you have to make this. He's a hard guy to play with. LeBron is a very hard guy to play with. So it's really hard for other stars to play with him, which is why. You know, I don't, cats want to say that he's the best ever. I don't see it, man. And listen, LeBron, cats want to say he the best ever. And I have conversations with people.
I don't agree with it either.
LeBron is top 10 all time. And people want to put him in the top five. I won't argue against it. I don't think he's top five, but he's a great player. To me, it's like, okay, remember the obstacles that Jordan had to endure going through the Pistons and then winning the championship? Remember the obstacles Isaiah had to go through? Having to go through the
Boston,
Celtics, then the Lakers, and then winning the championship. LeBron quit. You know, LeBron ran and went to Miami, and so there was no obstacle for him. There was no stepping stone for him. So, you know, it was like, okay, I can't get it done in Cleveland. I'm out. Okay, these guys are getting old. I'm going back to Cleveland. Oh, this is not going to work this way. I'm going to L.A. And
that's the reason why I can't call him the GOAT. That's one main reason.
But you know what? And it's not his fault. But this is kind of the society that we live in. It's this entitlement thing. Don't have to work for it. You know, that's really what it's, and it's a freedom thing now. So these guys,
exactly.
And it's also different too. It's also different now. You know, these guys have been knowing each other since they were kids because of AAU. Because there was no AAU when Jordan and them were playing. So there was, these guys aren't buddy buddy. So you also have to take that into consideration as well. But as far as
that note, Marv, you know, as you as an individual, you know, like you, okay, for example, you and your best friends and Sports Star DT and his best friends and me and my best friends, even in between us and our little crew, we still had our own male egos where I'm still going to be better than you. I'm going to pick my team.
Absolutely.
And we're going to go heads up on the court. But once we get done on the court, we best friends again.
But that's how old school players
did it.
Exactly. But also, too, these guys are making way more money now than them guys. And I'm talking about on the court. I'm not talking about off the court. I'm not talking about endorsements. These guys are making a crap ton of money, man. So, you know, as long as a lot of these players, as long as they're getting paid, they don't care about winning, and they don't really care about winning in their legacy until they get older. I'm talking about
that's true, Jamar.
I agree with that.
You know, they don't care. They don't care. While you know, back in the day, you know, when Magic won Finals MVP as a rookie, you know, Larry Bird and them, they came in, you know, second, third year in the league, won a championship. It took Isaiah a minute because he didn't have the players that that the
right.
Lakers and the Celtics had.
Right. They had he had to build a team.
Yeah, Kareem came in, and I can't remember. I can't remember. I think year three he won a championship, something like that. But
no,
these guys,
no,
man,
two,
they.
You're right. It was year two.
Oh, it was year two. Okay.
I want to say he was a
rookie. Really?
It was either.
Oh, wow.
I think so, because that's when they called, because he was only with the Bucks either a year or two. He wasn't near,
well,
he wasn't near that long.
Okay. No, he played like seven, eight years in Milwaukee, and then he went to LA.
Sure?
I'm definitely sure. He played like 7-8 years in Milwaukee, and then he went to
okay,
LA.
So it was the second or the third year when he won it. When he won it with them,
but,
and then LA came and traded them. Yeah. But, yeah, I agree with that, too, you know. So that would make – but and that's the difference of them back then, because they was creating a legacy, and that's why them guys – that's why you consider them guys GOATs compared to these guys of today.
They're
great players. Because they just playing for the money. There's no integrity, you know. I ain't going to really say there's no integrity, but, like, integrity as far as their legacy, you know, as far as the legacy on the game. Because other than – really, the only person who really stat padding is LeBron.
I would call Westbrook one, too, but he hasn't won anything.
But he still stat padding. Because nobody in the league ever did what he's doing. He got like 3, 4, 5 seasons back to back of the triple double crown. So yeah,
and you know what? And no title.
I haven't got him
barely
yet.
And you know what? Without KD, he's only gotten out of the first round once. So think about that. He's only gotten out of the first round once. And I didn't really like what KD did either, but I actually thought that was absolutely funny. I didn't like what KD did, but it was funny to me. It was just.
I understand. Now, me personally, I'm a KD fan. Now, what I don't like to say that he left that year. I wanted him to try it one more time because that's why that they had, they would have got it done. To me, I think the reason why they lost was all politics. That's all that was
okay.
Politics.
Well, as far as him leaving, I didn't have a problem with him leaving. I had a problem with where he went.
No, me either. But I wish he would have tried it one more time because they had a decent.
No. You can't play. He didn't want to play with Westbrook anymore. He didn't want to play with Westbrook anymore. Westbrook.
Now you see why.
But I had a problem with him going to Golden State. But I understood why he went to Golden State. I just didn't like the fact that he chose Golden State. Like, okay, we lost to these guys, so I'm just gonna join them. And they were 73-9. So it's like, huh? So basically, the schoolyard bully beat you up. So you gonna join this crew? Come on, man! Really? I didn't like that. But at the same time, I enjoy watching Golden State win simply because I hate LeBron fans. So it was one of them things where LeBron fans were crying. Well, how he gonna do that? How LeBron was doing it. He just won that. That's all. That's all, LeBron.
Right, right.
It was all good with LeBron. Well, he didn't have to go. I say, hey, you know what? Look, these guys got the power to go where they want to go. So
that's right. It is what it is.
And I just thought it was just absolutely hilarious that he went there. I didn't really care for it, but I enjoyed watching KD and Golden State destroy LeBron because I am not a LeBron fan. And it's a lot to do with his antics and his fan base. I can't stand neither one.
Okay, now I agree with you on the LeBron tip. And I'm going to say this one thing, and I'm going to let DT take us home because it's about time for us to get up out of here. So like, if you ever get an opportunity to listen to KD explain the reason why he went to Golden State, that's the only reason why I can agree to the reason why he went there. But other than that, I'm more of an integrity guy. If this is my squad, I'm going to build me a team to be the best, to beat everybody in the league. You know what I mean? So DC, come on and take us home.
On a side note, y'all, and this is very, very bad news, the Pistons are getting destroyed by the Bucks. It is not pretty. 110-79.
Well, we can kind of understand that. Hey, here's the excuse. No. They is trying to get the defending champion.
Okay, no, with no Chris Middleton, with half their team out, dog. I don't think so, man. I don't think so, man. Jesus Christ, man.
Bad coaching on the Pistons, then. That's bad coaching, bro.
I can't call it bad coaching.
No, you're right. You know what? It's a little bit of bad coaching, but the Pistons are undermanned because the Milwaukee Bucks, all them guys is huge, bro. All of them, they are huge, and they biggest dude is shooting 3-pointers. So that's the defending world champion.
The Pistons need a veteran presence. There is not one on this roster. They need a player that can. They need a veteran presence. They need Uncle Chris.
They need that. All right, man. We thank Jamal for calling in tonight. Man, we thank my boy Sports Talk, D-Boy, man. We definitely have to give a shout-out to Studio 67, where beauty and music come together. Definitely have to give a shout-out to Melissa McQueen of Community Resource Network and Honor Community Health. But we're going to go to my man, Jamal, and let him give his shout-outs, man. Anybody he want to say what up to?
Man, shout-out to... Shout out to the Pistons. Jesus, man. I don't know. Shout out to the Pistons.
Man, don't do the Pistons like that, Ma.
Hey, listen, man. It's nothing bad, and I'm actually happy that they're rebuilding. At least they have a direction. Because when Blake was here and Reggie Jackson, that was the circus, and I was so over that. Yeah,
terrible.
but this right here, I can get behind. They have a direction. They have a GM that knows what he's doing, and more importantly, Tom Gores is staying out the way. So shout out to that. Tom Gores staying out the way and letting Weaver do his job. So there's that.
Sports Talk D-Boy, talk to me.
Yo. First of all, I give a shout-out to Marv for calling in and joining us on the show tonight. Truly appreciate your presence, bro, and I enjoy talking with you. So, and anytime you feel like it, come on back and join us again for another night.
I sure will.
Appreciate it. Gotta give a special shout-out to our co-host, Sports Talk Day. My condolences to you, bro. Keep your head up. I'll give a special shout out to Sports Talk DT over there. Sports Talk DT had a great show with you tonight. Give a shout out to Melissa McQueen, Community Health Network. Give a shout out to all our fans. Ladies and gentlemen, please take care of yourself, take care of your health, take all your vitamins, eat correctly, exercise, enjoy your life. And last but not least, to D-Boy. Good night, y'all.
All right. I definitely got to give a shout out to DPC, Detroit Pistons Group, Detroit Pistons Central, one of the best Pistons chat groups that I am a part of. Detroit Pistons news and updates, the official Detroit Pistons group, Jamal, Anthony Mays, my main man for coming on the show. Tonight we talk Lions, we talk Pistons, and we even talk Lakers, you know what I mean? He always down to talk LeBron James if the situation is right. So shout out to that, you know what I mean? So always shout out to my children, Destiny and Demaya. I know y'all kids is listening. Thank you so much for always supporting your dad. Congratulations to my daughter Destiny for winning her second spelling test, this year since school started. So congratulations, Destiny. Daddy love you. Congratulations. Always do well in school. Continue to strive higher. Remember, COVID is real. If you don't have any place to go, don't go nowhere. You know, when you go in stores, keep your distance. Stay safe. Play it safe. Remember to love on yourself and love somebody. Until next week, take care of yourself and each other. You all have a good night. God bless you.
Peace.
I cross him over, then I fade away.
248, call me Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Melo or Ginobili.
It's sports talk, and we on the day.
You need to tune into this show. Sports talk, DC and Dave, and D-Boy on the road.
I cross him over, then I fade away.
248, call me Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Melo or Ginobili.
It's sports talk, and we on the day.
You need to tune into this show. Sports talk, DC and Dave, and D-Boy on the road. Ha!
Game start, coin toss, throw a tip off. When I go in Barry mode, you know I'm running back to kickoff. You can't catch me, Odell. Beckham, I kick so well. I'm David with this method. With my feet, I'm taking no L.
Shakari Richardson, I'm about to run all on this track.
Showtime, Hatani,
that boy's a fool with the bat.
You can check the stats.
Killing them boys off the park.
Man, we love to watch them games.
When they be playing in the dark.
Cause there's something about them lights.
They make you shine so bright.
Like New England coming back in overtime that one night.
Wayne Gretzky, I'm a fool with the ice.
Check my ring. In my belt
in the main when I fight.
That's right.
Gotta keep your guard up
when you step off in the square.
Jabbing uppercut,
I had you swinging at the air.
I am Mike Tyson,
I make this fight off your ear.
Cause the only real goal
to be the champion this year.
I fade away.
248, call me Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Melo or Ginobili.
Sports talk, and we on the day.
You need to tune into this show.
Sports talk, DT and Dave, and D-Boy,
you see more than I fade.